Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup.
Oh yeah.
Just you and me.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't about that money. Love you, Sia. Like what you're doing with that one. Little cheap thrills for you. Hey, good morning. 3:06. You're just waking up right now. You are not tired. You are fired up for your Friday. And if you're going to bed right now and you're just heading in after a wild Thursday night, congratulations on making it this far. Hope you didn't do anything dumb, which does tend to happen at this point in the evening. But hey, I'm Mark Carmen, by the way, sitting in for Nick DiGilio, who will be back next week. Esmeralda Leon is in traffic. We're actually hosting tomorrow night, me and you, Esmeralda.
Now I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
I'm frightened.
Yes. No. Me too. We're sitting in for Patty tomorrow night, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. All right. I want to celebrate an incredible champion tonight. Her first ever gold medal. Simone Manuel. Now, if you're not paying attention to the Olympics, perhaps you didn't know what went on tonight. But Simone Manuel is an African-American swimmer. And she is the first black American female swimmer to have won a gold medal. And she does it tonight, winning the 100-meter freestyle as she came back from behind and set the Olympic record, 52.7-tenths of a second. She actually tied, a dead tie, with a 16-year-old Canadian by the name of Penny Oleksiak. So it was a rare two-goal race, right? They both were up there on the platform getting gold. The Star-Spangled Banner played, the Canadian National Anthem played, the whole deal. So, but let's talk about this for a second, right? Because what is stereotypical with African Americans in swimming? That would be that they cannot swim, right? We all know that that's the stereotype, and I think we all should know how absolutely positively ridiculous that is, right? And that it's really a form of institutional, let's put it that way, racism that black people, if you go back in time, and by the way, this USA Swimming, by their own account, estimates that 70% of black children don't know how to swim, okay? 70%. That's not 60, that's not 50. That is 7 out of 10. Let me do that math for you. And this, the CDC says they're 5.5 times likelier to drown. Because now we're not talking about Olympic medals. They're 5.5 times more likelier to drown than white kids, okay? So 70% don't know how to swim, and they're 5.5 times more likely to drown. And, I mean, you got to look at this. Like, there was a public swimming boom, as I'm doing my research here, in the 1920s and 30s, okay? Pools shot up across the U.S., the whole thing. Well, why were blacks not learning how to swim? Because there was segregation, okay? And there were eventually pools coming in black communities after the integration, but they were poor quality and minimal size, and there were generations of African Americans who could have learned to swim just as well, by the way, as anyone else, but they just didn't. And it's played out until someone like Simone Manuel, who, just imagine, you know, okay, she's a swimmer. She walks into practice, she walks into a meet, she's coached by white people her whole life, right? She's got to feel different. She has to. And she's also, hopefully, and we'll play the sound from her in a second here, she's got to have, you would hope, a ton of pride about being who she is and her heritage and being African-American. But Manuel, she's not a poor kid. She grew up upper middle class suburb of Houston, right? Successful parents financially, the whole thing. She danced. She was a swimmer. But at 10 years old, she was asked to specialize at 10, by the way. That's what happened, to be an Olympian. I mean, that's what it's got to be. Hey, you're 10. Make a decision with your life. Let's go. And that's the reality if you want to be an Olympic medalist, gold medalist or whatever, compete, period. So, I mean, she chose at 10, and then she became this elite sprinter, and she went to Stanford, and she stood on the, she was on the 100 free podium at the NCAA championships. Couple other black girls too, and she made her way to Rio, and she wins the gold medal. And I just listen. This is progress right here. And with everything that's going on in the world, no matter if you're like the biggest bigot on the planet, like one of the texts we just got in here a little bit ago, knock, knock, progress is a good thing, and it's happening. And I suppose this story would be moderately cooler if she came out of the inner city and not upper middle class Houston, but we'll take it here. And here, her quote, and we can play this. They're asking, you're the first black swimmer to win a gold medal. Quote, that's something I've definitely struggled with a lot just coming into the race tonight, she says. I kind of tried to take the weight of the black community off my shoulders, which is something I carry with me just being in this position. I do kind of hope it goes away. I'm super glad, this is Simone Manuel talking here, I'm super glad with the fact that I can be an inspiration to others and hopefully diversify the sport. But at the same time, I'd like there to be a day when there are more of us and it's not just Simone the black swimmer. And she continues on, the title black swimmer makes it seem like I'm not supposed to be able to win a gold medal or I'm not supposed to be able to break records. And that's not true because I just work as hard as anybody else, and I love this. That's not true because I work just as hard as anybody else, and I love the sport, and I want to win just like everybody else. And we can actually hear from her here. This was from earlier tonight, Simone Manuel.
This is significant. You are the first African American woman to medal in an individual event in swimming. What does that mean to you, Simone?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, this medal is not just for me. It's for a whole bunch of people who have came before me and have been inspiration to me, Maritza Cullen, and it's for all the people after me who believe they can't do it, and I just want to be inspiration to others that you can do it.
This team has been remarkable throughout these Olympic Games. What is it like to contribute in the way you just did?
It means a lot. I mean, I definitely want to go out there and swim fast for Team USA. I mean, having everybody swim fast makes me want to swim fast, so it's really great to be on such an amazing team.
All right, so there she is. My buddy down in Louisville, as I'm looking at the text line and reacting, you got to calm yourself down there, big boy. Settle your roll. But that's cool. Everybody can have their opinion. So I just think it's awesome. And there's other great stories going out of the Olympics. Lots of cool stuff. Michael Phelps, I mean, 22 gold medals. Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable. But the story of today is Simone Manuel, the first African-American to win a gold in swimming. How cool is that? And a couple more of her quotes. I hope that I can be an inspiration to others, so this medal is for the people who came behind me and got into the sport and hopefully find the love and drive to get to this point. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in, by the way. That is the phone number at 720 WGN. She was super emotional, which makes me emotional. I like being emotional. It's a little bit uncomfortable at times, but You know when you're like talking and you just, and all of a sudden just the voice cracks and you have no control over it, which kind of just happened to me? Like, that's cool. Like, I try to sort of like unravel myself at different points, but it's like so impossible for me to do because I'm all so bottled up like most of us, or at least most men.
Did your eyes water a little bit?
I just had a little crack and maybe just a little. That's why I like to watch like sad movies every now and then, because I want to feel that emotion.
Oh, yeah, you got to let it out.
Like, I'll watch An Ordinary People on rerun, like, at least once a month. One of the great depressing/beautiful movies of all time. What were we talking about before the show, Lise? Depressing movies?
Well, we were talking about being single and watching depressing movies.
Well, that's next. We got Commitment Phobia coming up next on the show, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good release.
Yeah, but what was the movie you referenced?
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, Moulin Rouge. You seen that, Esmeralda? Moulin Rouge?
I have not.
Have you seen Ordinary People?
I have not.
Have you seen Kramer versus Kramer?
I have not.
I haven't seen either one that you just said either. But the nice thing about Moulin Rouge is it's like, it gets sad 5 minutes before the end. I won't say anything, but you can probably guess. I guess that's pretty wide open. And so my dad always just stops it 5 minutes before, and it's like a big happy pose. And he's like, well, good movie. Good night. Makes it a happy movie.
Pops doesn't want to feel the tear.
He's not into the sad movie thing.
What is dad avoiding?
I don't know.
Deep thoughts on now I'm jumping into your family perhaps a little bit too much.
No, he cries so much during like songs. Like, he'll show me a song and just like, he'll just start blubbering. And me too.
Which song? Like, name one off the top of your head. No chance. Can you?
I mean, most Beatles songs.
Interesting.
There's this artist, Jules Shear, from the 70s, who had this whole Bob Dylan phase. And one of it, I mean, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's pretty obscure stuff, which is why you probably don't want me to go too into detail.
How about 22-year-old Lise referencing Bob Dylan? Maybe can we get some Bobby D coming back here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sweet. Hey, 312-981-7200, phone line, text line. Your top sad movies of all time. I'd like to hear from you on that one. We can throw those out there coming back. And I do want to talk about, I got to work today at my other job, and they had it was my birthday yesterday, and they had all these websites. They had hacked into my computer. When I say hacked in, they set the password so they know how to get in. And they put all these links up on my screen, so when I open it up, and there was dating websites, there was AARP, and then there was one that I'm going to bring to you coming back here, which I thought was super interesting as I read it, about commitment and dating and people that, Esmeralda, you're going to like this. I think this segment might just be for you, for what you just talked about.
Oh, boy.
Although I know you're in a beautiful relationship right now.
Yes.
You just laughed it off. That's not nice. What happens if he's listening? I know that he occasionally listens.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's a... he'd probably be a really good caller if he called the show, too.
He probably would be, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby D. Little Dylan for you. 3:22. Good morning. I'm Mark Carmen. Nick DiGilio is off tonight. I just give you a little spin through the text line here. One of the nicest texts I've gotten in a long time, and I've gotten a bunch of nice ones here. Thank you so much. 847 texted, I loved your first hour topics. Wish it had gone on longer. Thanks. It's still going on. We're still working on it. Thank you so much. 847. Hi, Mark. Just wanted to say, while I have the opportunity, I'm usually asleep now. I've always enjoyed you as a host. You're so good at speaking about your thoughts and experiences. You're respectful, witty, not mocking. Thank you so much. You have a positive spirit, even though you sometimes feel somewhat depressed about certain things. This is somebody in my family. No, this is not. I don't know who this is. Thank you, Lise. I've listened to you on sports shows for a long time, especially enjoy you with Connor. Connor sent me a really nice birthday thing on Twitter today. Keep up the good work. Stay as you are. I hope the people in power keep you actively on the air if that's what you want from Mary. Thank you so much, Mary. I hope they do too. And then the other end of the spectrum, 630, you suck. Where is Nick? You can't please everyone, man. Oh, God, that's good. 312-981-7200. We were talking about the Olympics. Look at my buddy Tarney calling in on the overnight, who should be sleeping, and I would think mostly at this time of night he would be perhaps listening to his buddy Les. But hey, Kenny T, what's going on?
Well, Mark, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Kenny.
And not only that, but the Cubs got a victory for you tonight, or I should say last night. I was out there.
Ten in a row.
Absolutely unbelievable this season. But, well, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm not going to count my chickens before they're hatched.
They're 31 games over 500 on August the 12th.
Which is amazing.
It really is. I see on the screen, though, that you want to talk about blacks in swimming, Tarney.
Well, yeah, but first of all, Mark, before I forget, you were talking about sad movies. Ordinary People definitely rates up there as one of the saddest movies. And you mentioned Kramer versus Kramer. Well, as you know, we have one child, a daughter, and when she was going through a C-section when our daughter Jenny was born, I was, you know, waiting outside the operating room, and the movie they had on was Kramer versus Kramer. So here I am, you know, enjoying, hopefully, you know, a successful birth, and then I see this Kramer versus Kramer movie, which obviously I had seen before. But anyways, that's another sad movie too.
And for those who don't know, Kramer versus Kramer is about a divorce and a battle over a child and all that. So yeah, okay.
All right. Anyways, real quickly, you know, I went to a school in the city of Chicago, and of course, many years ago, before you were in high school, and late 60s, early 70s, and I was a swimmer. I was on the swimming team for a couple of years, and that was, I think, you know, people said, blacks just can't swim. I mean, we had people coming in, you know, blacks coming in from the black and, or the, I should say the west side and the south side, and but we did have one African-American on the swim team out of, you know, all the whites, and we had a pretty good number of blacks at that time at the school, but I think it was just, you know, understood. I mean, blacks, you know, just didn't swim, but, you know, and part of it was true because I knew guys that I was friendly with that couldn't swim. You know, I'm talking about African-American guys, you know, so
we created that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's basically, I mean, when you look at the first, if you're just joining the show, if you look at the first African-American to win a gold medal in swimming, which happened tonight with Simone Manuel, you look at the history of how segregation led to just blacks not swimming. And then it led to people thinking, well, blacks can't swim. And then it led to maybe prime sure African-Americans thinking they can't swim, right?
Right, exactly. But I think hopefully that's changing. And with this woman, you know, winning the first gold medal for a black swimmer, I think is great, and hopefully it'll open up more opportunities, you know, for blacks.
Where'd you go to high school, Tarney?
I went to Von Steuben,
right?
You know, on Kimball Avenue in Chicago, and like I said, we had a lot of African Americans that were permissive transfers from the South and the West Side, and a lot of them did not know how to swim. But you know, part of the you know, phys ed classes were swimming, and they had to learn how to swim, you know, eventually. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't, you know, pass PE or whatever. So, but like I said, we did have one black, a token black, I guess, but actually John Leonard was this black on our swim team, and he was actually a real good swimmer. So hopefully things change, and with Simone winning the gold medal, you know, that it'll open up more, like I said, opportunities for blacks, and they'll see that, yeah, we can do that too.
Yep, you know, so, break the barriers down, baby. Tarney, you're the man.
No, you are the man.
Give Carol a kiss goodnight for me.
She's well asleep, Mark. I'm just so hyped up after that Cub game. I just had to give you a call. Okay. Well, anyways, enjoy the show and keep up the good work, and I'm sure I'll see you at practice soon.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate you,
all
brother.
Right. Happy birthday.
Thanks, brother. Kenny Tarnoff, my guy, checking in on the overnight. So, and by the way, I think I am part African-American / part terrible swimmer. I was awful. Freshman year, Highland Park High School, gym teacher, coach was Newski. You had to jump in the pool and do the crawl from one end to the other, and they'd make you either advanced, intermediate, whatever, beginner. So, I mean, I'm a terrible swimmer. Don't like sticking my head in the water. Water always goes up my nose. So I'll do it. You know, I can do the side stroke. I'll do the back, elementary back. But actually doing the crawl, no chance. So I jump in, leap in the old pool by plugging my nose, not diving in. And so I jump in, nose plugged. And I just get in there and start doing the side stroke. And Coach Wisniewski starts screaming at me, Carmen, crawl! Yeah, dude, I can't do the crawl. Ain't happening. So then he just screaming out, beginner, 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 beginner. So I was a beginner. I sat there and, on the kickboard.
What does that mean, crawl?
You don't know what the crawl is?
No.
I too
am not a very good swimmer.
The forward crawl, you got, heads in the water, the arms are moving, the legs are kicking, you're breathing. Just a standard.
So swim?
Yes, swim.
I didn't know it had a fancy name. I would be in that beginner class with you, by the way.
I mean, clearly. Can you swim?
I can, but it's real sad.
Okay. Well, I mean, as long as you don't, I'm not going to drown. I enjoy a good swim. It's a low impact activity, gets the body loose. I do a lot of impact athletics, so I try to get in the pool like once a week, which actually turns into about once every 3 months because I don't love it. But yeah, I was a beginner. I was an awful swimmer, awful, 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 awful. So I can relate to those who can't. All right, hang in there. People want to talk about what's going on in the world here. Tyrone, David, 312-981-7200. We'll get to your calls coming back after a quick check of news. It is 3:31 with the news. Here's Vic Vaughn. /720 WGN, good morning, 3:35. Thank you for the news, Vic, and traffic Esmeralda. I'm going to start saying thank you. One more thank yous. Just like assume that you're going to do your job, it is your job, and so you do have to do it. But I want to say thank you for the effort. That's a new thing for me on this in life. I'm thanking people for what they do.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for saying you're welcome. And Lise, you're doing a great job producing. Thank you for your efforts. And I know you have to go to the bathroom. If you need to, please go. We will survive.
Thank you for the permission. And thanks for saying thank
Not that you need my permission. I don't have that type of power over you. 312-981-7200. Congratulations to Simone Manuel, the first African-American to ever win gold in swimming. And we're talking about the perception, the misguided thoughts of the world that African-Americans can't swim. Well, one of them just won gold tonight. The gold medal. So that would be kind of debunking that theory, correct? 100-meter freestyle victory. People want to talk swimming, which is cool. Let's do that. And we're also talking sad movies, which is a sidebar to what's going on. Get to that, too. David, you're on 720 WGN. You're a Navy diving instructor, David?
No, my Navy diver instructor was African-American. I was in the Navy.
Okay, so you were in the Navy. Okay, that's cool. Go ahead, David. My bad.
So in boot camp, our instructor was African American, and he was getting everybody to swim, and he was giving lectures to African Americans there, saying, "I don't care if you've never seen a pool before in your life, you're going to swim because you're in the Navy now."
Well, that's Take terrifying. Swim.
So by the time everybody passed boot camp, they could swim.
Well, that's part of being in the Navy. I mean, if you're signing up to be in the Navy, you would probably should have at least be aware that you're going to have to learn how to swim. You're in the Navy.
Well, believe it or not, 20 of 50 didn't know how to swim in my class.
How many?
20.
Wow.
They enlisted without knowing how to swim.
That's and they all learned?
They all had to learn, otherwise they could have passed boot camp.
Right, right, right. How long were you in the Navy, David? Thank you for your service.
I went as a reservist, so I figured if I like it, I'll stay in. So I did my 3 years active, and I didn't like it, so I got out after three.
Okay. Hey, that's okay. You gave it a spin, and it wasn't for you. That's cool.